Now we're going to hear some of the increasingly negative reaction to Governor Patrick's plan to temporarily house unaccompanied immigrant children from Central America here in Massachusetts.
Last week, the governor offered to accept children for up to 4 months on Camp Edwards in Bourne and the Westover Air Force Base in Chicopee. But there's been some backlash to his proposal. Earlier this week, the Bourne Board of Selectmen voiced concerns about the plan to Patrick's office.
And at a closed-door summit on Beacon Hill today, House Minority Leader Brad Jones met with local mayors, sheriffs, and lawmakers to discuss the state's role in providing housing to immigrant detainees. Joining us now in the studio to tell us more about this response is WBUR reporter Asma Khalid. And Asma, tell us about this summit today. Who was there and what was the reaction? What was the point?
You know, what the point is, I think it seems that it was more sort of a public relations maneuver by the Deval Patrick administration to alleviate some of the concerns that have been voiced. At this point, Governor Patrick has already made this offer, and the decision is in the hands of the federal U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and they have not yet made a decision. I know there have been concerns that were voiced, and so part of what today's session was bringing in the mayor of Lynn, bringing in some Republican leadership, as well as folks from ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to explain what the situation is and also, I think, dispel some rumors that had been heard so far about children already being placed here, which is not entirely accurate. What I would say was probably the most interesting moment of the entire meeting was when there were a group of immigrants who stormed into Brad Jones' office at the summit and demanded that people meet with them and discuss some of these conversations with them. They felt like this conversation was, in some ways, a monologue, not a dialogue. One woman in particular was incredibly vocal. That's Patricia Montes from Centro Presente, an immigrants' rights group.
I'm very upset because I am an immigrant, and they are saying that they are having a conversation, a dialogue, to talk about the immigrant community without having the voice of the immigrant community in that dialogue.
Asma, you mentioned that one of the goals today was to dispel myths or correct misinformation, and you mentioned that it might not be entirely accurate that children already are being placed here. So remind us, what is going on? How many kids could we be talking about? How many of these children could these facilities hold?
Well, the federal government has asked for facilities that could accommodate up to 1,000 children. It's possible that the facility that Massachusetts ends up receiving, there may be less children, but that's unclear at this point. And the federal government has also asked for a facility that it could lease for up to 4 months. Children are expected to be processed either for deportation or reunited with their families within 35 days. So it's possible that, if you count up all the children, there could be more than 1,000. But at this point, it's all sort of unclear, but we're looking at 35 days for processing and up to 1,000 children.
Asma, you've been covering the story as it's been unfolding, and you've been in Bourne, and you've been talking to people about how they feel about the governor's plan. What are you hearing from them?
Well, I was at the Bourne Board of Selectmen meeting earlier this week, and I would say that emotions were incredibly visceral. There was a moment sort of where people were putting forth these sort of very vitriolic statements, and everyone was clapping, and then a reverend got up and spoke for the need, to protect these innocent children, and not one person in the audience clapped. So that sort of gives you a sense of the tone of that meeting. Peter Meyer, who's the chairman of the Bourne Board of Selectmen, he expressed some questions and concerns as to why his community had not been contacted before this decision was made.
But why did it have to be us to say yes? I mean, some other states have said no already. Why aren't we considered first before you go and make that offer?
And then other residents in the community got up to voice their concerns. Some people said that they were, concerned that immigrants may water down the culture or take some of the finances away from this community, and why the community was offering a helping hand to immigrants when it couldn't necessarily provide for its own. Kathleen Donovan is a Bourne resident, and she says she regularly attends these Board of Selectmen meetings, but she was here today specifically because she had some concerns about the immigrant children.
And I just feel that we do not know what diseases these kids have. We cannot take care of our own children here. And I don't think they should be here.
Another interesting response that I heard from people was that they said they had moved to the Cape specifically to get away from immigrants. One woman, Pauline Dupuy, says that she left Lawrence because the town had been completely taken over and ruined by immigrants. And now she felt like she was dealing with the same problem here in the Cape.
They were taught to steal to survive.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have the same respect that we have in our own country.
And Asma, that last quote indicates that there's concerns about crime. On the other hand, state officials have said this would be a secure facility. Does that not reassure the residents that you talk to?
I think that it does not fully reassure the residents that I spoke with. And I think part of that comes down to the fact that there was an official there at the meeting, at the Bourne Board of Selectmen meeting from the Deval Patrick administration, and he repeatedly stressed that these immigrants would be in a secured facility. They would not be allowed into the community, nor would they be utilizing the schools or any other public facilities, but people seemed concerned that they didn't believe the government, that they said, you know, even if you're telling us this, how can we believe you?
You know, last week, Governor Patrick made an impassioned, even tearful argument for why he felt that we had to take these children in. He said it was a moral responsibility. He made a Holocaust analogy. Does that argument not seem to be resonating, or did anyone comment in Bourne that you talked to about the governor's argument?
You know, I did not hear anything, actually, I would say, when it comes to politics there. I did hear a lot of people express disdain for this governor, disdain for how closely they believe he's in bed, they said, with President Obama and supporting President Obama's immigration policies. I would say that I did speak with a few people who expressed empathy for the children, you know, said that somebody needs to take care of them. Where else could they go? But politics, and when it came to the decision and the announcement made by Governor Patrick, was not a reason ever given.
At today's summit or at the Bourne meeting, did the money issue come up, how much this will cost and who will pay for it?
Well, repeatedly, I've been told that this is fully being funded for by the federal government, and it will come at no cost to the state. And in fact, the state plans to sign a memorandum of understanding with the federal government so that all of this is lined out in detail.
And do residents seem assured by that?
Again, I would say that, you know, that they expressed a desire that Bourne also sign its own separate memorandum of understanding with the state so that this all would be in writing.
So they're skeptical that eventually the money wouldn't trickle down to taxpayers somehow.
It sounds so.
Asma, before the show, you were mentioning that part of this issue is spilling over into Lynn. Would you tell us about that aspect?
So what I've been fascinated, I think, with this week of conversation has been that in some ways, Governor Patrick's offer seems to have become a litmus test for these broader, bigger immigration debates. And one of the complicating factors about this whole situation is that in total, we have about 50,000 children who've been detained at the U.S.-Mexico border trying to enter into the United States. And at that point, they are either deported, some are given asylum, or they're reunited with family members, next of kin. And so far, here in Massachusetts, the state has taken in a little over 700 children who have family members here in Massachusetts. Some of these children have been going to communities like Lynn and Chelsea. And so the mayor of Lynn seemed concerned that, you know, she's not able to express some of the financial pressures that her community has been facing without things blowing up into a bigger immigration debate. Let's take a listen to what Mayor Judith Kennedy had to say.
There has been a movement to associate a questioning of the federal policies regarding the unaccompanied minors to racism. I have been called a racist, and I am as far from that as possible. And if people understood that this, from the city of Lynn's perspective, is purely an economic issue.
Mayor Kennedy had a stat sheet with her, and she showed me the number of Guatemalan children and how much of a surge she's seen in recent years. And she acknowledged she's not sure if all of them are unaccompanied minors, but she says that her city has seen a huge increase in those children arriving in recent months. And she says her problem is that she's not receiving additional funding from the state or from federal authorities. And so what is she to do?
That's WBUR reporter Asma Khalid. Asma, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And stay with us, the Market Basket employee protest and the lessons it offers corporate America. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.